It's a tricky time for commercial cannabis in Alaska. Stores around the state are beginning to open, but without enough product available to keep shelves stocked for more than a few hours. The state's largest market, Anchorage, is seeing delays for businesses because of complicated zoning regulations. And there are concerns that a Justice Department under the Trump administration may reverse tolerant federal guidelines. At the center of all this is an emerging legal niche. Pot lawyers. Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports.
On the wall of her Midtown office, Jana Weltzien shows off two abstract pictures made by her high school best friend.
She did these, and it's actually wax. I'm not supposed to touch it, but I touch it. And it's called Breathe In and Out.
Weltzien grew up in Fairbanks, but went to law school and started practicing in Arizona. After Alaskans voted in favor of a recreational cannabis industry in 2014, she saw an opportunity.
Marijuana law is something that is so exciting and interesting to me because we're never going to see something like this happen again in my lifetime. We're never going to see an industry come up that has never existed before.
Weltzien is only 30. Young for a lawyer who's already had a large role shaping the regulations for a brand new business sector. If she'd been born 15 years earlier, she'd probably be counseling tech startups in Silicon Valley. Instead, her cannabis clients stretch from Aniak to the Rail Belt, Fairbanks, all the way down to Kisilov, with even a few in the lower 48. According to Weltzien, most of her clients are mom-and-pop operations, in no small part because that's who's willing to take the risk in commercial pot's murky legal landscape.
The cannabis industry throughout the states that have legalized has been largely born from small entrepreneurial startups, and you're never going to see that again. I mean, the risk keeps out the big boys.
Weltzien herself took a risk. Though she doesn't specify how much money she's making now, she says the business is profitable and that she's doing better than when she collected a six-figure salary as an assistant attorney at the Rose Law Group, a large corporate firm in Arizona. There, she got experience in Arizona's medicinal marijuana industry, which happens to involve a lot of rules over building and development.
Just like here, there's a whole land use component to the cannabis market there where you have to get, you know, special use permits, there's requirements for buffers, there's multiple city hearings and public hearings. So same kind of process we're going through here.
Weltzien's been a vocal presence at the state level in guiding legislation through Juneau, as well as giving input on the regulations as they've been written. But she's also willingly been sucked into much more local battles in Anchorage over assembly ordinances and zoning codes. The mayor's office is trying to appoint her to a vacant seat on the city's platting board, one of the most important yet dull local bodies governing land use.
I just want to be more engaged in the public process and be able to, you know, be more of a boulder in the inside, not so much of a pebble on the outside.
The former head of the Marijuana Control Board, Bruce Schulte, wrote in an email that Weltzien was the most credible legal counsel in the state when it comes to setting up new pot businesses, although he added that the pool is still quite small. Like many of her Anchorage clients, Weltzien is frustrated that the city's building code is proving to be such a stumbling block for new businesses, even if it's a snag that she happens to financially benefit from. Still, she's impressed by the speed with which the legal industry has come into existence and the unique victories that have been won in Alaska for measures like on-site consumption.
This is fun. I mean, this is way fun. This is like probably the most exciting, like fun, fulfilling 2 years that I've had, period.
For now, Weltzien's attention is firmly fixed on cannabis laws, which she sees as a pillar of economic development. Amid a new industry facing an uncertain future in the last frontier, she's a bit of a pioneer, staking a claim that could be either a bonanza or a bust. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes,